In India, training in mystical thought has been known from time immemorial under the name of yoga. Yoga means the experimental union of the individual with the divine. It is based on persevering exercise and the diet, posture, breathing, intellectual concentration, and moral discipline vary slightly in the different systems which teach it. The yogi or disciple who has by these means overcome the obscurations of his lower nature sufficiently enters into the condition termed samadhi and comes face to face with facts which no instinct or reason can ever know. He learns, quote, that the mind itself has a higher state of existence beyond reason, a superconscious state, and that when the mind gets to that higher state, then the knowledge beyond reasoning comes. All the different steps in yoga are intended to bring us scientifically to the superconscious state or samadhi. Just as unconscious work is beneath consciousness, so there is another work which is above consciousness and which also is not accompanied with the feeling of egotism. There is no feeling of I, and yet the mind works desireless, free from restlessness, objectless, bodiless. Then the truth shines in its full effulgence, and we know ourselves. For samadhi lies potential in us all, for what we truly are: free, immortal, omnipotent, loosed from the infinite and its contrasts of good and evil altogether, and identical with the Atman or universal soul.